Yeah, sorry, a couple of stations calling. The Kilowatt 9, go ahead.
Kilowatt 9, Tango Kilo, K9TK. In Florida, Mike, my name is Nick, November item Kilo. Very solid, very decent signal coming over the long path tonight. You're 5 and 9, over.
Yeah, Roger, thanks, Ken. Excellent. Kilo 9, Tango Kilo. Victor Kilo 6, Charlie Bravo. You're just over the 9, actually. Lovely signal on the long path. Do tend to get very, very nice QSOs into Florida. I think it's just you're sitting relatively close to the water, and I'm sitting fairly close to the water here. So we've got a nice sort of ocean path over the Indian Ocean and Atlantic Ocean, I guess. So great to catch up with you. Hope you got nice weather in Florida. I imagine you're sort of between seasons there. Probably warmer than it is here anyway. It's only 7 degrees centigrade here this morning. Kilo 9, Tango Kilo, Victor Kilo 6, Charlie Bravo.
Well, 30 degrees centigrade here. No, we're not in between seasons yet. This is hurricane season, normally the wet season and rainy season, but we haven't had rain here in about a week. It's been quite different here in Florida this particular year. I'm hoping that we're so far down in rainfall, I'm hoping it doesn't come in the form of a huge hurricane, over.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, well, I know you get pretty nasty hurricanes there around this time of year. So, yeah, well, I do hope you can avoid those. We get some quite big cyclones, basically the same thing, but going around the other way, in Western Australia, up on our north coast. We're lucky there's not too many people up there, but I used to live in a small town, a city called Karratha. And Karratha is in Cyclone Alley here in Western Australia. Every year they get a few cyclones bearing down on them, and when I was there we had a Category 5. But the town is really built for it. It was built in the 60s as a mining town, and the whole thing is reinforced. Even like the hospital, you can't tell where it is because it's basically built underground. It's incredible. Having lived through a Category 5, I feel for everyone in Florida. I know hurricane season is a worrying time for everyone, I'm sure. But excellent. Anyway, the propagation is wonderful, doing a very, very good job. It's 7 o'clock on Monday morning here. Sun has just come out, actually. It's hitting the top of the trees here after a very wet and quite cold weekend. Looking forward to getting out on my property here. I've got a few acres. I've got a little bit of clearing to do ready for the summer season. It's a bushfire area where I am, Ken, and we have to do quite a lot of clearing of the undergrowth to try and reduce the fuel load for the summertime in case we get any fires. Kilo 9, Tango Kilo, Victor Kilo 6, Charlie Bravo.
Yeah, we have much the same issue. In the winter time here, it's a brush fire. And the bears have been around, and cougars or panthers have been around because of the fires that are inland, and they are forced to flee. I don't know if you have anything more dangerous than a 6-foot kangaroo to worry about coming out of the fire. But on the QRZ page, you can see that South Florida is full of lots of wild creatures, and alligators are literally, if I open up the windows, the alligators could hear you right now. Over.
Yeah, Roger, okay. Well, I think I'd choose a kangaroo over an alligator. But kangaroos can be if they're cornered, and if you get between a big roo and her joey, the baby kangaroo, then they can be pretty aggressive. They'll rip you with their claws, no problem. I did meet one on the fire break here not so long ago. He was taller than me, actually, an old fella. He looked like he'd had a few fights. He would have been about 6'6", 7 foot tall, and I just backed away, said hi, this is your bush, not mine, and quietly sort of moved away from him. But he looked, he wasn't too impressed to meet me on my fire break. He's basically saying, what are you doing here? But anyway, yeah, I think I'd still choose a kangaroo over an alligator there, back to you.
Well, listen, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Your voice is so crystal clear, and the frequency is quiet. We're very happy here. This is about the peak of our present sunspot cycle, and right now it's proving so. You have a wonderful signal. I think you said 400 watts, the legal limit in Australia. I'm running an L7 amplifier, so I've got to fire it up about 600 watts output. And I have a four-element monoband Yagi. And you're right, stations that are near the water. And in Florida, of course, South Florida is as flat as a pancake. And the mere reflective wave is perfect here because there's a lot of water, a lot of brackish water, and especially on this location. I don't know. I mean, we're doing really good on the long path, but there's a lot of salt water between me and you. Okay.
Yeah, Roger, absolutely. Yeah, no, I think that's why Florida always comes through so strongly here. And, of course, it's closer to the equator there. So, anyway, lovely to hear you, and wish you the very best in your Sunday evening. And the station's doing a grand job. You were 10 over 9 on the last over, so very, very good conditions. So I say 73s. I think that's a friend of mine on the side in North Carolina. So I'll catch up with him briefly, and wish you all the best. I will be around on this frequency about this time of day during the next week or so. I'm on break for a little while, and we'll be working the long path in our mornings here. 73s, Ken, Alpha, Kilo 9, Tango Kilo, Victor Kilo 6, Charlie Bravo.
Okay, Mike, be looking for you for the next week. Have fun, my friend. C9TK.